Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Geert Lauder. Harris County commissioners have decided not to take action on a $40,000 pay raise for embattled Harris County Treasurer Carla Wyatt. That's after a Harris County Citizens Committee that fielded elected officials' salary complaints recommended the raise. It would have brought Wyatt's salary to $179,000 a year. Wyatt is currently facing a misdemeanor DWI charge in Galveston County. Commissioners will also try to dissolve her office during next year's legislative session. A Houston man has been charged after his mother's body was allegedly found in a bag in their home. News 88.7's Kyle McClenaghan reports a man is currently being held under a $500,000 bond.
34-year-old Armand Malik has been charged with murder and tampering/fabricating physical evidence after Harris County Sheriff's Office deputies claim they found his mother's remains inside their home. According to Harris County court documents, deputies discovered the body inside a duffel bag after conducting a welfare check at a home on Valley Knoll Drive in West Houston on September 1st. Malik was allegedly living with his mother at the time and was found asleep in a bedroom when police entered the home. Malik was transported to a hospital and was later transferred to the Harris County Jail. I'm Kyle McClenaghan, News 88.7.
The Fort Bend County Library System is marking World Literacy Day with a 24-hour virtual read-a-thon. Library Director Roosevelt Weeks.
Whether people know it or not, there's quite a few people in our area and also in the Houston surrounding areas where at least 30% or a third of the people cannot read. We want to stress that it is important that we take literacy and see that it is a crisis and that it is something that we need to help fix.
The virtual read-a-thon runs until tomorrow morning on the Fort Bend County Library's social media accounts. Overnight